I'm so glad you joined us for this special episode of the Brinkman Adventures. Last month, the family had a crazy time at Paradise Lake. Since returning home, they've been readjusting to life with their latest addition, baby Micah. It's a quiet summer day. Michelle is busy working on the blog. Kate and Kitri are doing laundry and helping Susan. And as usual, Charlie is trying to talk someone into taking him fishing.
Please, Isaac?
I can't right now, Charlie. I'm gonna go play with Nate and Luke.
Someone get the phone.
I got it.
No, you're not supposed to get it, Peter. Brinkman Residence, this is Hope speaking.
Hope, I know how.
Okay, I'll get him. One moment, please.
Dad, phone. It's Nick Whipcord.
Coming. Who?
Nin Winton or something.
Ah, Nick. Ripkin, that you?
Did she call me Rintin?
Good to hear your voice, man. You stateside?
Yeah, I'm actually in Sheboygan at the moment.
Sheboygan? What on earth for?
Meeting a contact. Hey, are you around today? I'm catching a flight this afternoon in Chicago, but would love to pop in for a quick visit.
I'd love to meet. Hey, how about Smith Brothers Coffee Shop in Port at 10?
It's a plan.
Who is that?
Nick.
He's back from Asia?
Yep, he's in Sheboygan. We're meeting for coffee.
That's great.
What was his name?
Nick Ripkin. But that's actually not his real name. That's his code name.
Did you say code name?
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like a spy.
What he's doing is similar. That's why he goes by a different name in public.
What's his real name?
Oh, sorry, Charlie. I can't say.
Come on, Dad.
Really, guys? Do we have to do this?
Oh, admit it. You are just as curious as we are.
Ian, stop moving. I'm gonna fall.
What do you see, Charlie?
I can't see Mr. Whipkin, but I can see Dad.
Does he see you?
Yep. Hi, Dad. He's waving at me. No, that's not waving. I think he wants me to come inside.
We're busted.
Come on, guys.
Hey, Dad.
What in the world are you kids up to?
They're taking me fishing.
Fishing, huh? Kids, this is Mr. Ripkin. Nick, this is Kate, Ian, and Charlie.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey.
Mr. Ripkin travels all around the world to countries that don't approve of Christianity. He meets secretly with people who've been persecuted for what they believe.
Wow.
So what are you guys fishing for?
Trout and salmon, anything, really.
You have salmon in Lake Michigan?
Oh, we sure do.
I noticed the sign on the roof of this building. It's got a guy with a huge fish slung over his back.
Actually, that's a sturgeon. They used to catch them here, but they're endangered now.
Why is that?
Because of overfishing and habitat loss.
Interesting. Well, good luck. Catch a big one.
We will, Mr. Nick.
Cute kids. How are the rest of them doing?
Great. The last time I saw you, we had, what, two? It's been a long time. I know you've been through an awful lot, Nick. How are you doing?
Improving, but I'm not there yet. Hmm. You know how we lost our son.
Yeah.
But that wasn't all. We saw so much death, so much persecution in Somalia. Hmm. When we came back to the States, our faith was broken. We were broken. I started to wonder if it was possible for anyone's faith to survive under a hostile environment. Or with enough pressure, does it become extinct or endangered? Like that sturgeon we were just talking about.
Have you come to any conclusions?
God's teaching me a little bit at a time.
Yeah?
Each trip I take, I learn something new. On this last one, I learned something about fear. It's a real faith killer, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked myself, can fear be overcome? I got my answer from Aisha. Aisha had many fears. She married a very cruel, mean man named Mahad.
Aisha, why haven't you stocked the shelves? Get more of these cans.
Yes, Mahad.
What is wrong with you, woman?
A rat!
Why have I been cursed with such a foolish wife? Finish the job!
But I'm scared.
Do it now, or I'll beat you again.
Excuse me, do you sell envelopes here?
Aren't you the doctor from the clinic across the street?
Yes, I am.
I do not sell to Christians. Get out of my store now. Go, and don't come back. I do not need your filthy money.
Mmm, yum. This is so good. Oh, hot.
My mother taught me to make barsaki.
Normally these fried donuts are heavy. I bet they make your Mahad happy when he gets back from camel races. What's wrong? You're making that face. I know face means something definitely wrong.
I don't know. There's nothing I can do about it anyway.
About what? Please tell me. Is he beating you again?
I try so hard to please him.
I knew it. It's probably clinic across the street upsetting him. He's such a religious man.
But he's always angry, Bashira. The last time I burnt his dinner, he beat me so bad I couldn't cook for nearly a week. My mother had to bring food.
I'm sorry, dear.
I'm afraid that one day he'll go too far. What can I do?
Oh, Aisha, what can any of us do? Here, have a bite of this.
Hurry up, woman. I don't want to be late for the mosque.
Yes, Mahad. Hi, Bashira.
Can I walk with you?
Oh, of course.
Stay away from that clinic, people! Stay away!
Aisha, did you hear that Fida got engaged to the butcher's son?
I didn't know that.
Those Christians are liars!
I saw the way he watched her like hawk. He's not a bad catch, though, especially if you like your fill of beefsteaks and chicken. Then did you hear what happened to Fida's sister?
No, I haven't been out much lately. You know how Mahad feels about that.
He rules you with an iron fist.
Don't talk so loud. He'll hear you.
They're healthy and leave with it. They poison the body with their drugs. They poison the mind with their religion. Stay away from them.
He really doesn't like the Westerners, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Aisha! Mahad just collapsed!
Mahad! I need to cancel the order for Friday. I'm sorry, our sales have been down. Thank you.
How is Mahad doing today?
Oh, hi, Bashira. He's worse than yesterday.
Did the doctor call you with the test results?
He did.
What did he say?
It's a very bad type of cancer. Stage 4.
I'm so sorry.
The doctor is not hopeful.
Is there anything I can do?
I'm so afraid. Nobody's coming to the store. Everybody thinks he's contagious. Cancer isn't contagious.
Of course it is not contagious. People are just so ignorant.
I'm afraid Mahad's going to die. What will I do? I'll be on the street. Nobody will want me.
There, there, my dear. Now look, we have a customer. It's that Christian doctor from across the street.
We don't sell to him.
He's walking down the fruit aisle. He's grabbing a can of fruit.
I can't. If Mahad found out...
You don't have much choice. Besides, he's a doctor, so he has money.
Do you have any more of these in stock?
No, that's the only one.
What do I owe you?
My husband wouldn't approve.
All right, I can go somewhere else.
Wait.
I heard that your husband is not well.
Mahad is very sick, with cancer.
I'm sorry about that. I will pray for him.
The good doctor began to visit the little store every day. He encouraged all of his staff from the clinic to shop there as well. Meanwhile, Mahad's health continued declining. The doctors at the hospital did all they could, but finally sent him home to die.
Dr. Leonard!
Aisha, how is Mahad today?
He's not eating. He just stares out the window.
Did you ask him?
I did. He agreed to see you. Please, follow me. Mahad, the doctor is here.
Hello, Mahad.
Hello.
Aisha tells me she has a difficult time washing you and moving you. I'm trained in this type of care. Would you mind if I helped you?
Why do you want to help me?
Because you need help.
Just this once.
Aisha, I'll need a bucket with soap, warm water, and a washcloth. And some fresh bandages. And how are you doing today, Mahad?
About the same.
Has the sore improved, Annie?
I think so.
Thank you for coming, Doctor. He was in a lot of pain last night.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let's see what I can do to help him.
We are very grateful.
Mahad, I'm going on a trip this weekend, so Aisha will need to wash your sores tomorrow.
Okay.
Aisha, do you have everything you need?
Yes, Doctor.
Dr. Leonard, for 2 weeks now you've been by my side. You've washed me and taken care of me. I treated you so badly before I became sick. But you have shown kindness. Why?
You have heard of Jesus. Your people recognize him as a prophet, but he is the Son of God. This Jesus lives in me, and Mahad, he loves you. Because he lives in me, he loves you through me.
Are you sure he loves me?
I am positive of this.
But could he love someone as mean as Mahad?
The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Doctor, I want to believe in this Jesus. I just have so many questions. Will you help me?
Of course, Mahad.
That day, Aisha's husband changed completely. From the inside out, he became a different man. Mahad didn't have many days left on Earth, but he made up for lost time by loving Aisha deeply.
Mahad. Mahad, can you hear me?
I love you, Aisha.
I love you.
This makes me so happy. Aisha, don't be afraid. Please, read my favorite verses again.
Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear.
So what happened?
Mahad died, but he died a changed man.
Wow. God can transform even the most stubborn hearts.
He certainly can. But that's only half of the story, Jack. Mahad's conversion had a huge impact on Aisha.
Let me take those plates for you. You sit down and rest.
Bashira, thank you for staying and helping me clean up.
That's what friends do, right? I'm sorry that he had to die. But now at least things will be better for you, right?
Better for me?
I know you'll have to run the store by yourself, but you don't have to be afraid of him anymore.
Bashira, he changed. Before he died, he asked me to forgive him for all he did. He was kind to me.
Mahad? Kind? How can that be?
He became a Christian.
A Christian? He must have lost his mind.
No. I think he found it.
Aisha.
Thank you for seeing me, Doctor.
What can I do for you? Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick. I wanted to talk to you about Jesus.
Please, sit down.
I have been reading Mahad's Bible. I want to follow Jesus like Mahad explained to me.
This is wonderful, Aisha.
I didn't know people could change.
Yes, Jesus changes us. Aisha,
You do understand that this is a big decision, right? If you follow Jesus, it may cost you.
Yes, I know. That's why I've come to talk to you. I am very afraid, but I don't want to be.
He can help you overcome fear. His Spirit will give you boldness for whatever you go through.
Can you pray he will do this for me?
Of course. And when you get home, read Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6.
Thank you, Doctor. Oh, and do you have another Bible? I want to give one to my friend. I'd like one bunch of bananas, please. Thank you. Bashira! Where have you been? I haven't heard from you.
I've been hearing about you.
What do you mean?
You told Rashetta about Jesus, and she was so excited she told her brother, who told his cousin, who told me. They even said you promised to get her a Bible.
What? Does anybody else know?
How would I know what other people know? Do you know what they do with people who talk about Jesus? They throw them in jail.
I wish you could understand.
Are you listening to me? Do you want to go to jail?
No.
If you keep this up, I'll report you myself.
Bashira, wait! Oh, God. Jail? I couldn't handle that. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Rashetta, here's the Bible I promised you. I put a bookmark where you should start reading. It explains about Jesus better than I can.
Thank you.
Oh no, the police, hide it. Now go out the back way quickly.
Aisha, you must come with us.
No!
Please, take a seat, Aisha. I'm very sorry about your husband. He was a good businessman and will be missed in our community.
Thank you, sir.
I apologize if my officers frightened you. They are used to dealing with criminals. I won't keep you long. I just need to clear something up.
Okay.
Some people believe you have rejected our faith and are trying to convert people to Christianity. I need you to assure me that these nasty rumors are false.
Sir, I cannot do that.
What do you mean?
I must be honest.
Then, these allegations are true?
It is true that now I believe in Jesus.
So do I. Jesus was a great prophet.
I'm not schooled in our faith like you. All I know is Jesus is more than a great prophet. He is God's son, and he's alive. He changed my husband before he died, and now he has changed me.
Aisha, do you realize there are severe penalties for proselytizing?
Yes, I do.
I can see I'm not going to change how you feel. Between you and me, I think it's wrong that we put people in jail for what they believe. But we must remember that in this country, we have laws against converting people to Christianity. Listen, I want you to be able to go home today. I'll tell you what I'll do. If you promise to stop talking to other people about Jesus, you are free to go. Let's just keep your beliefs between the two of us, okay?
I'm sorry, sir. I can't.
Then, you leave me no choice.
Salim!
Yes, sir.
Put her in the cellar, under the floor. We can talk again when you change your mind.
Can you turn on the lights?
There are no lights. Besides, it's better not to see what is living down there.
It's pitch black. God, help. You said you would never leave me. I am so afraid. No, not rats. God, you know I can't stand rats. Help me not to panic. I could die down here. Aisha, don't be afraid.
I can't believe it. She's been down there for hours. My wife and daughters would have been screaming the moment you sealed the door.
Don't let it get to you. She deserves much worse, spreading lies.
She won't last much longer. She's going to break.
Aisha's old fears began to rise up in her throat. She tried not to panic, but the pressure was too much.
Mahad, why did you have to go? You'd know what to do right now. Jesus.
She opened her mouth to scream, to protest to God, but something completely unexpected happened.
What's that sound?
It's a radio.
No, no, that's singing. Aisha is singing. Listen.
She has lost it. You were right. She's gone crazy.
Sadim, you are dismissed for the evening.
But my
Go
shift does
home,
not...
Go Sadim. I've never witnessed such courage. Aisha, come out from there. Aisha, I'm going to release you.
Sir, thank you. But it's very late. You know that women aren't allowed to be out at this time of
night. Don't worry about that. I will personally escort you home. But will you do something for me?
What is that?
My wife and daughters are fearful women, always afraid of everything. They would not have survived 2 minutes in that terrible cellar, but you sang down there. You have courage. If I let you go, I want you to promise that you will come to my house tomorrow and sing that song to them.
Bashira!
I heard what happened and had to come. They're saying you are so brave.
Who is saying I'm brave?
The whole town!
Oh, you know me, I'm not brave.
Do you really believe in this Jesus?
I do. I wish you believed too. Before, everything was darkness and fear. My whole world, my whole life. But now, it's like the sun has come out and I can see in color. And everything is new.
What if they try to lock you up again?
Perfect love casts out fear.
Aisha's story answered my question. It's an example of how God's supernatural power can overcome faith-killing fear.
Wow. Thanks for sharing.
Sure. Well, I should probably get rolling. I see your kids over there across the harbor. Let's walk around and see if they caught anything before I take off.
Quiet, guys. I'm getting a bite. It's probably a dinosaur. Look at it.
That's a log. You snagged it, Charlie.
What?
Hey, get over here, quick!
It's swimming away! What do I do?
Loosen your drag. Here!
See, I told you!
What is that? It's huge!
It's a dinosaur! I saw its face!
I think that little kid has hooked something
big. Hold your pole up!
Hang on there,
Whoa.
Buddy.
Whoa!
Jim, run back to our stuff and get that net.
Dad! Don't I got a big one!
Run, tip up high!
What is that?
Look!
You can do
it,
son.
Oh, man!
I'm coming.
No
way!
Don't
let it get away! Hang on to it!
Strong!
Oh, my! I can't believe what I'm seeing!
Whoa, hey!
Monster! I told you it's a dinosaur!
That's a sturgeon!
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode is entitled Aisha's Fear. While some portions are fictitious, the story has been inspired by real people and events. To find out more about Mahad, Aisha, and Nick Ripken, and sturgeons, visit our website brinkmanadventures.com and tune in next time as Nick travels into the heart of Russia to hear an incredible tale of survival.